You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Golden Eagles.
Wrapping up the college football talk here on Drive Time Sports. Yesterday, we talked to Southern Utah defensive end James Couser as he prepares for the NFL draft. Today, we're going to focus on spring football. April 23rd, the Utah Utes will play host to their spring game. Coach is going to work with their team during the spring season for about 3-4 weeks. I think you get something like 15 practices. A lot of questions for this Utah Ute squad. I think the defense is going to be fantastic this year, specifically up front. What else is new? But there will be a new quarterback under center, three competing for one spot, including transfer Troy Williams, who's coming in from Washington. Joining us over the phone for the first time in 2016 to talk not only about the team, but the spring workouts as a whole, we have head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Coach, always a pleasure to get you on the show. Always look forward to it. It's so much fun to talk with you. Thank you.
Well, appreciate you having me on.
Definitely, Coach. Let's dive right into it. Spring football, it's underway. I mean, we're a couple of weeks into it already. How have things gone?
So far, so good. You know, we're seven practices down, eight to go. And, you know, we've got a lot going on, quarterback battle, linebacker battles. And you know, it's been good so far, and we feel like we're making progress.
I know the first topic that, or at least one of the first questions that most people are going to ask you about is, of course, that that quarterback battle. Coach, you guys bring in Troy Williams. I know he was hurt earlier in this week. Is everything okay on that front?
Well, we're still getting some evaluations, and we know in the long run it's going to be fine. We're just still finding out exactly what the best course of action is right now.
With that being said, how has Brandon Cox and Tyler Huntley look so far?
Very good. You know, they split the reps on Tuesday's practice, which was the first practice that Troy was unavailable. And both those guys did a nice job. And Tyler Huntley is really, really impressive when you consider that he is should be still in high school. You know, he graduated early and joined us in January. And for what he's been able to do in the short time he's been with us is pretty remarkable.
Interesting question, Coach. I've never asked a D1 coach about this. Troy Williams comes over from a school that you're very familiar with. How is it not only coaching somebody that, you know, you've had a game plan before, or you've game planned for his team before, but trying to get them acclimated to your system and your school in a short period of time?
Well, believe it or not, there's not a whole lot of difference between, you know, how programs are run. I mean, there is some subtle differences, but the same basic structure, you know, as far as the hours per week and the expectations and the routine is not a lot different. And so it's we feel it's a big plus for him to have had that experience, and he really hit the ground running in our program because he did have that Division I experience at Washington.
We'll stick with the offense here for a second. No Devontae Booker. A lot of Ute fans, of course, sad about that. But Joe Williams gave Ute fans plenty to smile about last season. Last year when I talked to you in the springtime, you said, I got Devontae wrapped in bubble wrap right now. We're going to make sure he's healthy going into the regular season. Is it similar with Joe?
No, it's not. Joe still needs the work. He did not have nearly the carries that Devontae did his junior year, so he's still relatively inexperienced in our program. He only had the last couple games where he was a featured back, and so he's getting a full workload this spring, and he's doing very well. We think he's going to be a very productive back for us this fall, and he's got that great breakaway speed, which is probably his main asset. But no, Joe is working full time and working on all aspects of his game: blitz pickup, catching the ball out of the backfield, and of course running the football.
What's the biggest difference between Joe Williams and Devontae Booker as far as volume wise that we may see on the field? I mean, there were times that Devontae is getting 35, 40 touches a game. Is there going to be a big difference between that and Joe Williams, at least in your mind right now?
Yeah, I don't see Joe's workload being as extensive as Devontae's was. In fact, I don't know anybody in the country that was as extensive as Devontae's last year. And unfortunately, he had the knee injury, and we don't think that was a product of his workload. It was just a fluke accident. But it's a situation where Joe is probably more a 20 carry a back game rather than what Devontae was able to handle with 30 plus, and that being the case, we've got to get some supplemental yardage from Troy McCormick, and we got Marcel Manalo, who's done a nice job so far this spring. We add two backs in the fall. So we've got to sort that out as to who is going to be the, I guess you could say, the understudy to Joe and the guy that comes in and gives us those supplemental yards.
You say goodbye to a lot of go-to targets from last season, Coach. How does the receiving core look right now?
Well, they're much improved, and we did lose Kenneth Scott, who was the number one guy last year, but just about everybody else is back. We hope to get Timmy Patrick back. He's doing some limited work at spring ball right now, and looks like he's going to be ready to go for the fall. We're still crossing our fingers on that one, but it's there's a lot of improvement that's taking place, and you know, like I said, we had a lot of young guys in the receiving core last year who were 1 year more experienced, 1 year more mature, and ready to go.
Coach Kyle Whittingham of the Utah Utes, our guest right now. Coach, let's flip it to the defensive side of the ball. I mean, every year we talk to you, we know that the defensive line is going to be a force to be reckoned with. And a couple of returners there that I'm sure you have high expectations for this season as well.
Without a doubt. That'll be the strong suit of the football team, and that's, you know, we got, 8, 9, 10 guys that we feel are going to be contributors this fall, and we're very fortunate to have a great defensive line that's for I don't know how many years in a row now we've had it, but that is a good place to start a defensive foundation is up front, and those guys have been very good so far this spring, and we expect them to be amongst the best in the Pac-12 come fall.
What about the secondary, Coach? There's some interesting athletes involved right now as far as if we talk defensive backs, if we talk safety, whatever it is. I mean, you guys have several good athletes, to say the least, in the secondary, Brian Allen especially.
We do. We do, and we think the secondary is going to be another solid aspect of the defense. It was last year. We were, I think, second or third in the nation in interceptions last year, and the secondary and the defensive line work hand-in-hand in that aspect as far as the defensive line getting pressure on the quarterback, so he has to make some throws that maybe aren't ideal, and we've got just about everybody coming back. We lose Tevin Carter, but other than that, we've got the secondary intact. Brian Allen, as you mentioned, is a guy that is continues to get better. He's only been at the position for about a year and a half now, but he is really, really starting to feel comfortable, and we think he's going to be a very good player for us this fall.
Maybe it's my Utah bias here, but I'm not sure that there's a more intriguing athlete that you'll find in the secondary than Brian Allen, especially with the transition that you just mentioned with Coach.
Exactly, and he's got great length, and that is his greatest attribute. He's 6'2 and a half and has a big wingspan, and he's very similar to the big corners that we've had come through the program in the past that have been very successful. Sean Smith, Keith McGill, Eric Rowe, to name a few, and he's of that same body type, and we think that he's got the chance to be along the lines of those guys.
I know that the main point of emphasis is obviously staying healthy from this time leading up to the spring game towards the end of the month. But from a coaching staff, what do you guys try to get accomplished in such a short period of time? I mean, you mentioned it, you only get 15 practices.
Yeah, well, the number one objective is to make every player in the program better fundamentally and technique-wise. We're not real concerned with scheme during the spring, trying to get the best of each other offensively or defensively. It's making a concerted effort to make sure everybody is fundamentally and technique sound. And if each individual can become a better football player collectively as a team, we're going to become a better football team.
Yeah, definitely. Building off of 19 wins over the past two seasons, I mean, obviously this program is moving in the right direction. High expectations this year, right?
Well, you could say that. You know, we got a quarterback change, which sometimes there's a little bit of a learning curve or some bumps in the road when you change quarterbacks. Travis was our guy for 3.5 years, and so it's a lot of our success this fall will depend on how we're able to make that transition and how quickly the new guy can settle in and perform like we need him to.
Coach, I definitely appreciate the time. It's always fun to talk to you. Look forward to seeing the team on April 23rd at the spring game. And again, thank you.
Okay, Jordan, you bet. Thanks for having me on.
That's Coach Kyle Whittingham of the Utah Utes talking about spring workouts. Again, the Utes in their spring game at Rice-Eccles Stadium on April 23rd. We've got to pause for just a moment. Plenty more still to come. When we return, we're going to move over to NBA basketball. It's really starting to heat up as far as the playoff picture goes. Jamison Welsh, great friend of the show from BelieveTheHype NBA.com, will join me for a playoff discussion when we return.